Okay, we'll get started. I always remind people to not put us on hold because we get music sometimes and that messes up the call. And try not to use speakerphones. So we'll get started. Well, this week it's going to be really neat. We're going to be talking to Memphis and the Memphis Clean and Green Job Training Program. That they've partnered with a much larger organization in Memphis, Memphis Bioworks Foundation. Someone just joined.
Al Dyson.
Hi, Al.
How you doing?
Just good. Just getting started. But why don't we get started with any news from Washington and GLOW? Have anything?
Nothing new. Just that everything's still on track for the 2016 grantees to hopefully be announced in May. So nothing new there. Couple things from us here at HMTRI. We are going to have our second annual grantee update webinar, which we do halfway between the face-to-face all grantee meetings that we hold in the fall in Alexandria. The webinar is going to be next week on Tuesday, April 19th, starting at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. The topic this year is going to be getting the most out of acres, and we have Effie from SRA International doing that presentation. She's actually going to do a demonstration from the web, but she does have a PowerPoint that she gave to us that kind of gives an overview of what her presentation is going to be that we have available on the Brownfields Toolbox website. So, Mike, do you want to send that out with your post-session notes to everybody the link for that? I have put it out on the listserv, but if there's anybody that is not on the listserv, they might want to get to that. So Michael, send that out. And then just a reminder that this year's all-grantee meeting will be August 17th and 18th, like I said, in Alexandria, Virginia. The registration's been open now for about a month or maybe even a little more. So if you plan to attend, get your registrations in. The hotel deadline is July 26th. This meeting is open to all present funded EPA job training grantees, past funded, and PLC members, active PLC members. So if you have not yet been awarded a grant, this is a perfect opportunity for you to come and learn from the grantees that are doing it now and have done it. Some of them have done it for many, many years. So it will be a great opportunity to learn directly from them. That's all I have, Mike.
Okay. Al, I hope you're going to come this year. I always like to see you.
Al is already
meeting.
Registered.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Oh, yes. I've already signed up.
We have alumni. We have PLC members. We have all of the EPA people, including your regional coordinator. It's a great time to just sit down and talk to them. And if you don't have a grant, because you participate in the PLC, you could come in. It's a great time to see all the grantees, alumni, people who are interested in this, and you can sit and go face-to-face with your regional coordinator. So it really is a good time. And if you don't have a grant or you're re-upping, it's really a special time to network and see everyone. So, and it isn't because we pick up the hotel. The big thing is getting there. If you can get a deal by booking early, we serve some meals, so you really don't have to have too many meals on your own. We serve what GLOW each morning and then one lunch. So it's just a couple meals that you have to pick up on. So it's not too bad. We're going to talk today. There haven't been too many meeting announcements. It's a little bit of a light period. A lot of the grantees are training. They're in their training process. And, of course, EPA is evaluating the proposals for the next awards. Those will be coming out in just a few weeks in May. We have some meetings usually in the fall. They start that I'll put in the notes. They're local meetings like Georgia or Florida. We have our annual meeting. So those we'll put in the post-session notes. There aren't too many grant opportunities. There was an environmental education program that had small grants. It was the due date is passed, but it's something that's done annually, and we'll keep you informed on that. What we're going to do today is continue this discussion on different types of environmental workforce development and job training grants. And we've examined various types. Some are standalone, some are city, some link up with nonprofits. Some are nonprofits that stand by themselves. Some, like Zender, is a consulting firm, but they formed a nonprofit, and they're using the nonprofit arm to get the grant award. And we're going to examine all those different types in a condensed version, one of these PLCs. But today we're going to look at an interesting combination also. And this is a perfect example of a group that joined a much larger group that's very active in the city, Memphis BioWorks. And Memphis is an interesting area because it's only about 50,000 or so. So it becomes difficult when you have New York, Chicago, LA, Boston, you have many, many people to recruit from and many places to put people. This would be considered, say, a small-sized town or a medium-sized town, which starts to get more difficult as you moved from these dense cities into the less dense cities and then into rural areas. Recruitment becomes difficult, placement becomes difficult, people are scattered. They definitely have some benefits in terms of coordinating things, but it also makes everything a little more challenging. And I always respect the work that the medium to small communities do in job training, particularly environmental job training, because you don't have the large pools where you're filtering thousands of people down to 20. Your recruiting effort may have to be a little more intense. Your placement program has to be a little more intense. Memphis is an interesting area too because it's got high highs and low lows. The disparity is very large in Memphis. You've got 70% minority, I believe, downtown.
Yeah.
Dana, right. And she can tell us about this. Poverty rate is very high. I read recently where they just passed Chicago in murder rates per capita. It's got some real challenges. On the same time, you've got St. Jude's. You've got major medical institutions. In fact, it's an incredible medical area, which Dana will tell us about. And Dana, let me turn this over to you and explain what you did in joining up with a larger partner and what you're doing in your community, and tell us about your program. This is Dana Dorsey, and they've had their program since 2011.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to take over, Dana?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike and GLOW, and especially EPA for, of course, funding our program and allowing us to serve our community. So it's just been a great privilege and honor to be a part of that process. So, Mike, you definitely hit the nail on the head on several things, that we have disparities, but we have lots of highs and lows. We're definitely in a great, in spite of the readings regarding the crime rate, we're definitely in a progressive period in our city, and so we've had a lot of new companies move in and new development projects that we've been able to take part of, and so, of course, that increases our ability to obtain better partnerships. So just to give you a background about Memphis BioWorks, and we are what you would call we partner with a larger nonprofit organization. And Memphis BioWorks, we are been in existence since 2001, and our focus and niche is primarily towards creating companies, research, and investment opportunities regarding bioscience and sustainability. And of course, as recently, maybe back up until 2010, we've added the workforce development component. And the purpose of that is, of course, and the overall goal is to increase economic development and activities within our city. And so we, of course, received the first EPA grant in Ann Terry. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to be on the call today, but she was our our starter of the EPA grant and solely managed that grant from 2011 until it closed in 2013, and was a major process in also writing the proposal and assisting in writing a proposal for the Memphis Clean and Green. And so I was brought in. And so the first EPA grant was geared towards, similar to what we're doing now, providing free certification for unemployed and underemployed Memphis residents, and underemployed being, you know, making less than $15 an hour or working part-time for Memphis residents within our city, geared towards environmental careers as well as distribution. That was the first EPA grant. And with her management and, of course, partnerships and assistance with Memphis Fireworks, we're able to overly exceed those training goals, over 100%. And due to that and the excellent execution of that grant, we were able to be awarded the second time around, which now we are managing, and we are actually in our recruiting for our last cycle, our third cycle, Memphis Clean and Green. And the whole purpose of the Memphis Clean and Green was to combine, there was a City of Memphis project called the Memphis Clean and Green Initiative, and it was geared towards retrofitting the municipal buildings here in the city. And we combine energy efficiency and environmental remediation. And, of course, you know, with the advice and guidance of our project coordinator, we like to provide multiple certifications to allow our candidates here to have multiple options as far as a career path. And in our grant, we offer certifications in your 40-hour OSHA HAZWOPER, your USDOT hazardous material certification, your first aid AED bloodborne pathogen certification, your commercial builder energy auditor certification, which is part of one of our additional tracks, and a lead RRP or lead renovator repair and painting certification, mold remediation, as well as asbestos worker initial. Those are the key certifications that we provide within our curriculum. And the curriculum that we design, we provide just a various awareness courses around environmental remediation. We talk about underground storage tanks, other courses involve solid waste regulation and recycling, green remediation, energy conservation. We partner with a huge utility company here in Memphis to conduct that course. Wastewater treatment facility where our students are able to take a tour on the site and to really learn about the processes for wastewater treatment, as well as we noticed in the previous grant that there were several students that had hopes and interest in running their own business. And so, of course, that's a core business in Memphis Fireworks as far as entrepreneurship. We've added an Entrepreneurship 101 awareness course. And that course just provides a basic overview of how to create a company, business plan, how to obtain resources locally, et cetera. And the other awareness course that we added that we thought was very key, especially in our region, financial literacy. And we partner with United Way as well as Operation Hope to provide education around credit building, saving, managing or budgeting your money, as well as investing for retirement. So we try to cover from a holistic standpoint in a very short period of time, in about 3 weeks, those areas. And, of course, it's all free. So that's our curriculum that we felt, based on our regional needs and surveys that we submitted to our local employers, the demand would be for those certifications. And the occupations that we target with this grant are your environmental technicians, your emergency response technician, abatement specialist, and construction. And out of those occupations, what we've been pretty successful with is our advanced manufacturing, because a lot of our sites here do require the 40-hour OSHA component as well as the first aid. Most of our organizations here, and us being a distribution hub and logistics hub in the country, we do have a vast majority of those positions and opportunities for our folks. And the other successes are within your construction arena, which we partner with a major contractor with the city to provide multiple construction opportunities. So we've been very successful in those areas as far as placement. Now, you did touch on, Mike, we do have a huge disparity in challenges with recruiting, as I'm sure all of our grantees have. And so how we've been able to successfully recruit, and it's a lot of hard work involved. I can't get around that. It's definitely a lot of hard work. We do lots of targeted recruitment. And what I mean by that is we partner with, we have a local college here that has a program that's open to the public that provides the National Career Readiness Certificate, which is the national credential that employers recognize as someone being work ready. We partner with Southwest, and they have candidates. They go through their free program. They also learn blueprint reading, several other technical skills, and they assist with job placement, or they refer them out to organizations to provide additional certification. So we've been very successful in receiving quality candidates from that program. We also work with our Workforce Investment Network, which would be our WIA here. We have several candidates and folks that come through that program through those doors to enter into our program, and they also work as a partner with job placement. So it's kind of a co-enrollment. Our candidates come through our program. They also enroll with WIN, and they have access to both services. And we find an agreement that they can assist with job placement as well. And that gives us, of course, leverage in the ability to successfully place our candidates due to their large pool of employers that they work with, as well as their presence in the community and as well as with ours. We work with a lot of our community-based organizations. Now we have about 8 that we have written to our grant that have been extremely helpful with referring candidates, and we also conduct several outreach activities. For instance, this morning, right before the call, I was at a job fair and outreach event with a local college that have their graduates come in with, you know, various skills that may be looking for additional skills and certifications and are interested in the construction or advanced manufacturing. And we've been very successful with recruiting from there, and also a high placement rate from that organization. So our recruitment process, also with our partnership with Memphis BioWorks and with the excellent presence in the community that they have, we have folks that are, it's easier to partner with many organizations due to the reputation of our organization. So there are multiple outlets and ways that we can be creative and to partner where we receive those referrals and folks into our program. So I want to talk about now how we connect with our local employers. So in the past, of course, we've contacted our employers, and we signed, you know, a contractual agreement that they will assist with job placement or assist with interviews with our program, and we were successful with that. However, we had to continue to expand those relationships. And through those old relationships, we received referrals from those employers, because of the great candidates that we work with, employers that provide classes and awareness course teaching through our program. They're also able to provide job placement. Since they've had that experience with our students, they've been able to observe them and really build a short-term relationship to really understand the type of candidates that we have, and they've been able to hire from that. Of course, Al Dyson over the phone, he's an excellent partner with us, and he's placed several of our candidates as well and always assisting with interviewing and identifying opportunities for our folks. And just developing relationships with him, we're able to connect with others. In our program, we have an employer advisory board that we have about 15 employers on that board, and we, of course, identify based on their strengths within the industry or sector. We partner with them to identify, you know, what their needs are, what can we do to improve, and what type of candidates that they look for. So on the front end, we identify what their needs are, and we try to confirm and commit towards the right before the end of our program ends that they can provide interviews or have opportunities available. And it's an ongoing process with identifying employers and cold calling sometimes, but definitely mostly through our relationships with our local chamber, Workforce Investment Network, and with our current active employers. We receive lots of referrals with that. And, of course, graduates from our program that had, you know, great experiences and successes, we always invite them back to, you know, meet with our current course, current participants, to really share, you know, what they did and share their experiences. And they also work as referrals for us as well as for our students. So we really try to maximize and leverage our relationships and partnerships to regulate the recruitment piece as well as the employment piece. Although our program isn't particularly designed to assist with specifying ex-offenders, but we do work with, because there's a high population here, where most folks have some type of record. So we do partner with our local Office of Reentry or our Second Chance programs, and typically those programs, the students or participants go through a rehabilitation or extensive rehabilitation process where they're working to get their records expunged, or they've received additional certifications or skills where they're work ready. And so our referrals come from those organizations, and we can place, and we're able to also share with our employers that they've gone through that rehabilitation process. So only if they've been referred, we do work with ex-offenders, but it's a small population. We also have a great veteran partner who's also on our employer advisory board. He works with the state of Tennessee as far as finding employment opportunities for veterans, but he also refers candidates to us, and he can assist with placement within the environmental industry as well. So all around, it's those partnerships that have been very helpful with our successes. The great thing, again, is what I really like about our partnership with Memphis BioWorks and with EPA Green is we're able to, you know, tell our story in conjunction to what Memphis BioWorks does. And with those strong partnerships and those strong linkages, we're able to have access to, you know, multiple streams of candidates or employment opportunities. So that's what we really, really do like about this partnership, and we do like about our program is that help is everywhere. We receive help and assistance with open arms regarding our program. Now, lessons that we've learned. In the beginning, we did have a hiccup as far as with the energy efficiency placement. We worked and partnered one partner with the city of Memphis, and so there was a delay with that project in providing opportunities and internships for our participants. However, we were still able to work around that and find placement for those individuals, but on the back end, we did have to reach out to our employers and identify additional employment. So on the front end, we definitely try to, before we start a class or a course, is that we reach out to our employers on the front end, and I typically provide a candidate profile, and that will list, you know, candidate's name, you know, what their previous experience is and what type of certifications they will receive, et cetera, to give them an at-a-glance understanding of what they're receiving. And we can provide those interviews on the front end, and they can get a feel for the candidates that have been selected. And once they are, once they've completed the training program, then they could move into an employment opportunity. So that's something that we, of course, are always tweaking, but that has really worked with us. As far as what we will be doing in the future, as I mentioned earlier, this is our third cohort in Memphis Clean and Green. Our goal for completion is 64. So far with the first two cohorts, we've completed 44. And our placement goal is 48, and so far we have 28. And so we are at a 64% placement rate and growing now. And so we are recruiting for that third cohort, and we're definitely looking to partner with our employers, with our community partners, and definitely we'll have success stories for you at the end. So any questions so far? Or
you know, Dana, you know, Maddie, the assistant administrator, and Dave would love you because they have been talking about manufacturing. Those of you who have gone to the grantee meeting, it's all about manufacturing and advanced manufacturing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other big thing is partnering. And people don't realize, and you brought up a couple of points that were very interesting, utility and manufacturing. There have been several grantees who have said, one of our best friends is the utilities companies because they have deep pockets and they have lots of jobs.
Yep.
and people don't think about partnering with utilities. It's just doesn't connect. Now, in advanced manufacturing, you're finding, how are they hiring people in the advanced manufacturing? Just a variety of different jobs?
So the advanced manufacturing, for instance, partners, Smith & Nephew, Electrolux. So one of the key skills with the commercial building energy auditing, although we wanted to partner with the city to conduct the retrofit opportunities, but the training they received during the commercial building energy auditing was a lot of technical training that they required. It was a lot of process technician type work, mechanically inclined work, and that equipped them to work as either advanced machine operators, where I have about three participants that are working now, and they're making over $16 an hour plus benefits with growth opportunities.
Thanks.
So also with the combined OSHA and safety, that's a huge issue, and that is a requirement that most of our employers require here in the city. You can't really walk on any advanced manufacturing floor, logistics floor, distribution floor, without having that basic safety knowledge. Also, we have two of our candidates work at FedEx within the international division, and they work along with the HAZMAT team. So they, you know, FedEx is, of course, our headquarters here. So they are able to incorporate that HAZMAT knowledge as well as that 40-hour OSHA. And because they have those certifications, our employers are really impressed. Number one, they didn't have to pay for it. But two, it's rare to find skilled people that have that. So that's been a really great plus for us. And we just like to maximize, again, on leveraging the relationships we have. For instance, we work with Workforce Investment Network. We'll work with a company called GMAC, and they are the, and of course the Chamber, which has an initiative geared towards advanced manufacturing. So we're able to learn of those opportunities as well as receive any type of, you know, recommendation to assist us with placement. So
you know,
again, yeah.
Yeah, you know, another really strong point is you've got some of the best partnering I've seen. That is really, really important, and particularly your financial literacy and your entrepreneurship. You know, programs need to have that, and it needs to be leveraged. And you mentioned United Way and Operation Hope. They can leverage your program, and I believe those are national programs where all grantees could probably contact. It's Operation Hope, right, and United
Way? That's right, correct. And I can send our contact to you if you need to, and you can share it with the group. But, yeah, they are a national program. That's exactly right.
It's a great way to basically get leveraged right away and provide probably one of the most important skills, life skills, at no cost, which is great.
Exactly.
The other thing is, the other partnership you've got that's really impressive that I haven't seen done too often is your relationship with community colleges. Usually they like to do the training in their the business and industry department, but they're actually not necessarily doing the training, but they're doing the placement and recruiting for you, which is really, and then they're providing some life skills training, it sounds like.
Exactly. And for instance, my meeting today, you know, you just, they have, there's a particular college we work with, and they have quality students, but the placement isn't very strong for some reason. But they have those graduates that have those skills, and so our partnership and agreement with them is that those that, you know, if they haven't identified employment within, you know, 6 to 8 months, they send those to us directly, or they'll set up an opportunity. We'll have just a designated day where we'll meet with those alumni and see if additional training is what they need or skills, and we've been successful with finding those students and placing them. Yes.
Hey, Mike, let me just say one quick thing. I know you like to keep it short. But I got to give BioWorks a shout-out. For those that don't know, I own a small engineering environmental consulting firm, and the word is small. But when I need people, whether it's part-time or for particular projects, I'm finding that BioWorks is my first call because most of these placement organizations, you call them and you say, well, I need technical people, I need scientists, I need environmentalists. They don't have them. They just have regular, like, laborers and those type of things. So the BioWorks, first call I make, I say, are all your students employed? Do you have anybody? And she always comes through.
That's right. Thank you, Al.
That's what makes it work. And as I said...
Mike, this is Alma. I have a question for Dana. You mentioned commercial building and technical auditing, I think, was the training. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So the commercial building energy auditing component, that supported our energy efficiency initiative. And so it's an entry-level certification because typically – any type of energy auditing or, let's say, BPI, if you're familiar with that, residential auditing, we wanted to provide our students with that entry-level knowledge so they could be trained with a local employer here that works with the city to train them to become energy auditors at an entry-level capacity. And so, and also the project was geared towards retrofitting the buildings here in the city. Great concept, great opportunity. Unfortunately, we did have an administration change within our city, and so that process is kind of up in the air. So greatly, we did have, and you're going to have those. I'm sure lots of programs, you kind of have those hiccups and that come up. But fortunately, we, you know, were able to go back to those partnerships and to our employers and say, hey, you know, they have multiple certifications, and that's another great reason and option that we provide those certifications that our students could be placed. So we were able to seek other employment opportunities after that. So That was the whole purpose of the commercial building energy auditing.
And that's the one that led to the advanced manufacturing hires?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And this is a difficult thing because we've had several grantees who have planned things well, but there's always been delays or cancellations of those projects
right.
that they base their placement on, and it's really thrown a monkey wrench in their program.
It does, but it definitely is key, you know, to really have those, you know, diversified and different partnerships where you can reach out and say, okay, well, we're going to use this certification, and it's with your recruitment too. Recruiting folks, you know, that can be placed in multiple areas but still have that capacity and skill set to, you know, work, you know, within a certain field. So we were able to do that. We were able to really turn that around.
Good. Any questions? Dana, you've done a great job in a mid-sized city, which is really great, and your partnering is excellent. I think that is an incredibly strong point and pays dividends all the way through. I hope if anyone has any questions on whether it's financial literacy or how you develop some of these partnerships, it's okay if I put your contact information in the notes.
Sure. And I'll send the contact that we have if needed,
okay.
Mike, and you
okay.
can share it with others. No problem at all.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Well, thanks, everybody. Any other questions of Dana? Okay. Say hello to Ann for us.
I will. She really wanted to be here.
She's been great.
She's out of an event right now. Yeah. I definitely will. Thank you so much for considering us.
Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, the 27th. We'll be
right.
the next
All right.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.